Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome again to a new program of ours. And this is a very unique program, a unique series that we'll be bringing to you. It is regarding the blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Asma'ul Husna. And we'll be hearing various things about the beautiful blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these majestic names that have so much efficacy within them. Now, majority of people know and have heard a narration wherein it states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. And we'll be hearing that narration shortly. Now, what are the meanings of these names? For example, Khaliq, what is the meaning of Raziq? What is the meaning of Malik? What is the meaning of Quddus? Inshallah, in this series, we will mention these names, these blessed names, and also endeavor to explain them as well. And we'll be hearing about the attributive names of Allah, the sifati names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like His mercy, Him being Sattar, hiding sins, forgiving sins, granting people sustenance, etc. And we'll have the opportunity to hear about these as well. Now, Asma'ul Husna, the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has always been a topic close to the hearts of the believers. And the ulama have mentioned the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in details, devoting entire books to this topic as well. Now, when we read the Holy Quran, the greatest book, the greatest scripture to be revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come across many, many names. From the beginning of the Quran right till the last surah, there are so many blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned within the Quran. For example, Allah jalla wa ala sometimes mentions His personal name, Allah. On other occasions, He mentions His attributive names, like Maliki Yawmiddin. He also mentions Raziq, sometimes Muhyi, the one who grants life. Sometimes Mumit, the one who gives death. So you will find throughout the Quran various names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in three particular places, you will find that Allah azza wa jal has described them as Al-Asma'ul Husna, beautiful names. Now let us listen to those maqamat. First of all, in Surah A'raf, verse 181, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to His names as beautiful. He says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا That for Allah are beautiful names. So call Him through those blessed names. Surah Bani Israel, verse 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَّمَّا تَدَعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى That say, O beloved, call Allah or Rahman, whichever name you use to call Allah Azza wa Jal, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى All beautiful names belong to Him. And in Surah Taha, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, verse 8, لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى For Him are beautiful names. Now in these three maqamat, these three verses that I've related to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing His names as beautiful. الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى Now let us listen to the sababun nuzul, the cause of revelation for one of these verses. The second verse that I read, قُلِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنِ Now when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people towards Tawheed, monotheism, towards worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, and as we know in that time period, this belief was widespread and prevalent. And the polytheists, they worshipped all kinds of idols. In fact, in the Holy Kaaba, it's mentioned that there were 360 idols, and they had different names for these idols. One of the names was Lat, one name was Uzza. And these are mentioned in the Quran, how the Kuffar would refer to these idols as well. Now the Prophet ﷺ, it was his mission to teach the people to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Do not worship any idols. Just worship Allah Azza wa Jal. This was his mission. He was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey this to the people. And he forbade them from worshipping idols. Now when he would invite the people towards Allah, he would use the name Allah as well. So he would say, come towards the deen of Allah, worship Allah. And in his supplications, he would use this name as well, the name Allah. And at times he would use other names. He would use Rahman in his supplications as well. And on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ, he performed a long prostration. And he said, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu. Now upon seeing this, Abu Jahl, who was known as Abu al-Hikam before, and when he rejected the message of Islam, he was known as Abu Jahl. And he was the ignorant one because he was ignorant of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is worthy of being worshipped. And he would, ma'azallah, taunt the Muslim. And he would say, look, your Prophet, sometimes he says, worship Allah, and sometimes he says, worship Rahman. That means to say you do not have one God. Allah is not alone. Meaning, if he was alone, then you would always call him by Allah. You would not use other words. So in his mind, he had this thinking that Allah is a separate entity, a separate being, and Rahman is a separate being. But this wasn't the case. And Abu Jahl would say this, that you want us to worship one Allah, but you worship more than one God yourself. Ma'adallah. This is what he was insinuating. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse in Surah Bani Israel that قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدُعُوا الرَّحْمَنِ. Oh beloved, tell them, you can supplicate by using the word Allah. Supplicate to Allah or Rahman. أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا. Whatever word you use to supplicate, they all belong to Allah. فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. All of these beautiful names, blessed names, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can call him using his beautiful names, and that will not mean that you have fallen into shirk, polytheism. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in his being, in his dhat. So these are just names that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, majestic names. This does not mean in any way that if somebody referred to Allah as Rahman or Rahim or Ghaffar, then he is worshipping two gods or three gods or four gods. No, this does not mean that at all. So Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Raziq, Allah is Malik. You can refer to him with all of these beautiful names. You are still muwahideen, you are still worshippers of one God. Now famously, it's understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only has 99 names. Why? Because the hadith mentions 99 names. But in reality, there is no limit to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humankind, we cannot comprehend the names of Allah azza wa jal in their entirety. Just because the hadith mentions 99, there is no hasr, there is no restriction, meaning to say there is not more than 99. In fact, when we look at the names of the Prophet alayhi salam, and this gives us an understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only possessing 99 names. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has innumerable names. We cannot comprehend how many. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now this point will be discussed later. Meaning, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's names cannot be listed and enumerated, then what about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To a greater extent, they won't be able to be counted by humankind. Now, the scholars of Islam have mentioned the excellences of memorizing these blessed names. And this is what we will discuss first. Knowing and memorizing these names, what is the excellence, what is the virtue of doing so? And they've also mentioned many benefits. What have we heard in Surah A'raf? We just heard, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا. And for Allah are the beautiful names. To Allah belong beautiful names. فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا. Call him via these names. So we've been commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to call him by his various blessed names. So we should say, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Sattaru, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. This is what we've been commanded. Now, until we know these names, we won't be able to act upon this verse of the Quran. How can somebody act upon this verse, call Allah Azza wa Jal by his beautiful names, when he does not even know them? He is ignorant of those beautiful and blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he act upon the verse? How can he call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using them? It's not possible. So, we need to learn about the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one thing to note is the scholars of Islam have said that we can only call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using His names as mentioned in the Quran. So the different various names mentioned in the Quran, we call Him using those names. Similarly, those names that are mentioned in the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah alayhi salam, we call Allah Azza wa Jal by mentioning them. And the previous divine scriptures also contain and consist of beautiful and blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should call Allah Azza wa Jal using those names. And lastly, whatever the pious predecessors rahimahullah have used, the names that they have used to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal, we use those names. Apart from these things, these four things that I mentioned, Quran, Hadith, the previous scriptures and the names used by the previous pious predecessors rahimahullah ta'ala, we don't call upon Allah using any of the names. So, first benefit, we can only call upon Allah Azza wa Jal with His beautiful names if we are aware of them, if we have memorized them, if we have learnt about them. So this is important. The second benefit, now man's purpose, as stated in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Famous verse, people have heard that Allah Jalla wa Ala says, I did not create jinn and insan, jinn and humankind, except that they worship me. And here worship, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, is in the meaning of لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that they recognize me. And how can a person gain gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can he gain ma'rifah of Allah azza wa jal through his names? The more recognition he has of his creator, the more love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be instilled in his heart. Now, I'll give you an example of this. Allah's name is Kareem. And Kareem means the one who bestows upon others in accordance to what they need or what they deserve, their darura, or what they are like of, what they deserve. And the one who is giving, Kareem, there's no agenda behind this. There's no purpose behind this. He doesn't want anything in return. And when we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Kareem, then this is exactly the case. When Allah is generous towards someone, it's not because He wants something in return, or it's not because there's a maqsad behind it. No, Allah is just generous. He bestows upon people. And when a human being knows that, when a believer knows that, his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases even more. That all of these bounties that Allah has given us, subhanallah, it's not because of any deed of ours. It's just He is being generous to us. Now, a third benefit, Imam Abul Qasim Qushayri, rahmatullahi alayhi, he has written a book which is a commentary on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Asma'ul Husna. And he mentions benefits of these names and even commentates on these names as well. One beautiful thing he has mentioned is مَنْ عَرَفَ أَسْمَاءَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى حَسُنَ إِسْمُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. SubhanAllah. Whoever recognizes, whoever has ma'rifah of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَسُنَ إِسْمُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. His name, that person's name, becomes beautified, adorned in this world and in the hereafter. Why? Because he knows the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the deeper meanings. He has attained recognition in regards to them, subhanallah. And another thing that he has said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do so, will beautify that person's name by entering the love of that slave into the hearts of creation. So this person, Zayd for example, knows about the names of Allah, their deeper meanings. He acts in accordance to them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places His love in the hearts of creation. The creation begin to love Him and be merciful to Him as well. A fourth point is that the scholars of Islam have mentioned from amongst the names of Allah, there are some which are known as Al-Ismul A'zam. Now those names, if a person does dua with them, those specific names, then his dua will be accepted swiftly. It will not be rejected. Some scholars have a different opinion. They say that every name of Allah is Al-Ismul A'zam, because A'zam means the greatest name. And every name of Allah is great. So we can't differentiate. That's one opinion of the scholars. And of course, some scholars have said, no, there are specific names that are known as Al-Ismul A'zam. And we should do supplications, we should do dua using those names. So this is another benefit for us, for mankind, that when we use those names, Al-Ismul A'zam, inshallah, our duas will be accepted, our desires will be fulfilled. Now, fifth benefit, that in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, it states, Inna lillahi 99 isman, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. whoever encompasses those names, he will enter Jannah. Whoever knows those names will enter Jannah. And in one narration it states, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Jannah becomes wajib for him. So one great benefit of knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person will enter Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now one thing in regards to the narration though, when this narration was passed on from generation to generation, to the Sahaba, and then from the Sahaba to the Tabi'een to the Atba' al-Tabi'een, later on they developed some misunderstandings. People began to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his names are limited to 99. He only has 99 names. But this isn't the case. As we've heard earlier on, there is no limit to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the famous names of Allah azza wa jal. However, those names are specifically written in a hadith in Jami' Tirmidhi and other books as well. So the names are actually written there for us to learn about. And when we look at the Holy Quran, generally speaking, nowadays, when we open the Holy Quran, the way it's published, we have the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written on the inside cover, so beautifully designed. All the names, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, until the end. So all of these names are beautifully mentioned in the inside cover of the Quran, 99 names. Normally the back cover has the 99 names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned as well. So this has become embedded in the hearts and minds that there are only 99 names, because we see 99 names written everywhere. But as we heard, there's not only 99 names. Some scholars have even compiled more names after researching Quran and Hadith and the previous scriptures. Some scholars mentioned 2,000 names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even that's not the limit. It was according to the knowledge of the scholar, how much names he could extract. So when it comes to names, one is a personal name. So Allah is the personal name. And then the rest are sifati names, attributive names. So Allah is the one who gives rizq, he is raziq. Allah is the one who creates, he is khaliq. Similarly, the names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad and Ahmad are the names that his family named him with, his grandfather for example. But the other names that the scholars have mentioned, they are sifati names of the Prophet alayhi salam, based on his characteristics, based on his beautiful character. And some scholars have mentioned 500 names. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma has said, I have discovered 1400 names of the Prophet alayhi salam. So imagine the number of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never comprehend the exact number. Now just to reiterate the point that you can only refer to Allah with names that are mentioned in the Quran, the Hadith, what the previous predecessors rahimahullah have said. And this last point about the predecessors, they have said it is permitted to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the name Khuda. Khuda is a Farsi word. It means the one who exists by himself. He was not created by anyone else. And everything else is present and existing due to him. And in Arabic, we call this Wajibul Wujud. So when we learn Aqidah, that entity, that being which is present, which exists necessarily, and he is the reason for everything else existing as well. No one created him. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Khuda means the same thing. So you are allowed to refer to Allah Azza wa Jal as Khuda, because it has the same meaning as Wajibul Wujud. So scholars like Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahimahullah, they all said it's permitted to use this, meaning Khuda, to refer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it goes without saying that a person cannot refer to Allah using a name that he has come up with himself. He can't make a name for Allah by himself or by himself. This is not permitted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has innumerable names, so many beautiful names, so we should use those names to call out to him. Now let us go to the reasoning behind only mentioning 99 names. The hadith mentions 99 names, but it is our aqeedah that Allah has many more names than that. First reason scholars have said is that 99 names were mentioned for the ease of believers, meaning if you memorize 99 names, you will enter Jannah. You don't have to mention hundreds and thousands of names. Just 99 names. Make an effort to memorize them. Inshallah, you will enter Jannah. Another reason given, Shaykh Abdul Haq rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that a person generally has 99 defects, meaning pride, desire for fame, jealousy, thinking ill of others, having ill assumptions regarding others. So he says there are generally 99 defects within a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a cure for each defect in his blessed names. Subhanallah. When a person memorizes these names, learns these names, inshallah, they will cure his defects and allow him to enter paradise. And last thing about the narration, 99 names, man ahsaha has been mentioned. Whoever enumerates them, whoever encompasses them. But another hadith mentions man hafidhaha, whoever memorizes them. Now, what's the difference? Now, some scholars have said that it means memorizing the names and then acting upon the requirements of those names. Let me explain. For example, Sami' is the name of Allah. Sami', the one who hears, the all-hearing. Basir, the all-seeing. Now, Sami', when a Muslim memorizes that name, he internalizes that name, he will no longer listen to gossip. He will not listen to backbiting. He will not listen to slander. Basir, he will not look at anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden and prohibited. He will not look at haram, for example. So this is one tawjih, one reasoning that the scholars have given regarding memorizing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some scholars said the first wordings, man ahsaha, whoever enumerates them, this is the job of the elite, the scholars, the ulama, and the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the ones who study the Quran, hadith, the previous scriptures in depth, and they are able to extract pearls from them and these beautiful and blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the awam, the general public, those believers, they're not able to do this. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating ease for them. They just have to memorize the name. They don't have to extract those names. They don't have to study in depth about those names. And here in this hadith, alhamdulillah, we know that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned those names. And this is his mercy upon the laymen, the general public, from the believers, that hear the names, memorize them, you will enter Jannah. Here are the names. But the scholars, obviously, they extract more and more names. So their task is different. Man ahsaha, whoever encompasses, whoever lists those names. So this is another reasoning given by the ulama. So alhamdulillah, bringing this episode to a close, just to recap, this is the first episode of our program, Al-Asma'ul Husna. And we've heard so many things. We've heard about the benefits of memorizing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've mentioned where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran refers to his names as Al-Asma'ul Husna. What are the benefits of supplicating using the names of Allah, Al-Ismul A'zam? When supplicating, we should use the name that is appropriate. So for example, we are supplicating for rizq. We should say Ya Raziq, because he is the one who grants rizq to everyone. Similarly, when we're asking for forgiveness, we can just say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Or we could say, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub. Ghaffaru is the name of Allah. So, Ya Ghaffar, the one who forgives. Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, the one who forgives sins. Inshallah, your du'as will be more likely to be accepted using these blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inshallah, that concludes the episode. In the coming episode, we will mention more beautiful things for you to take advantage and benefit from, including the name Allah itself. What does it mean? How many times is it mentioned in the Quran? What are the specialities of this name? So tune into that episode as well. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of us. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.